אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך א', חלק ב'.
We are reading in Tess, volume 1, part 2, Inner Observation, chapter 7, item 72. You can find the material in the study materials tab in the Yervut system, and you can also send questions. Relevant questions can be aired during the lesson.
So, for now, we're studying the foundations of the spiritual structure. And let's keep going. Please.
Chapter 7 explains the matter of the refinement of the screen and the emergence of the five levels, Kachab Zeranpin and Malchut, one below the other, because of the refinement of the screen.
Yes, because we have the matter of the screen that doesn't want to accept the upper light in the way it comes from the Creator, before the restriction, but only after the restriction. It rejects the light that comes to him and wants to build a different kind of relation to it, that he'll be willing to accept it only if it's in order to bestow. That's its purpose, and otherwise he can't implement his purpose. Only when he rejects and then receives in order to bestow, according to the intensity of the screen, as much as able while receiving to suffer that upper light in a way that he wants, that it wants to enter his desire, so he rejects it in such a way and is willing to receive it in order to bestow, meaning the opposite, in thought, to feel that he's doing it only for the Creator, only for bestowal, that all of his desire, all of his pleasure, it is all passed towards the bestower, towards the Creator. It's things that are very special, very exalted, and we still need to think about them and try every time here and there to implement it. Clear? If there's questions, please ask, and we'll keep going. So, the detaining force in the screen is the measure of the coarseness in the Malchut, are equal. That as much as Malchut draws the light, to that extent, it also needs to reject the light. And then she is free from the pressure of the Creator on one hand, and on the other hand, on her behalf, on behalf of the will to receive, she can determine after that her action in a free way, the way she decides. Well, let's start.
In order to understand the issue of the refinement of the above screen, we must first present two forewords. The first is the detaining force, being the force of detainment in the screen. It is measured by the level of the coarseness, which is the yearning in phase four, like the two sides of the scales. There is a simple reason for it. If there is a great yearning to receive, it necessitates great efforts to refrain from receiving. And if there is a small yearning, it does not take a great effort to refrain from receiving. Thus, the detaining force in the screen is equal to the measure of coarseness in phase four, whether more or less.
So this we also see in our life. As much as I have some attraction to something, and according to that I have to stop myself and overcome that attraction in order to be separated from that thing I'm yearning for. That's why a big desire has a big yearning, and you need a big force of detaining, meaning a big masach, and so on. Yes.
Clearly, they have to be weighed, measured equally. But he says it's always that way. What promises that?
You can't promise that it'll be. It happens in that way because we're under all these systems, from above, from Ein Sof until this world. That's why what happens is that we can receive pleasures that we're allowed to receive in order to exist. These are corporeal pleasures. But spiritual pleasures can only be received under the condition that we can receive them in order to bestow. Until we have no more forces to receive them in order to bestow. We just can't see them. We can't recognize them. But if we will have the force, that's called the force of the screen. So that force will be revealed from above, that force of attraction, that desire that we'll be able to work with.
Kiev 1. Дорогой Раф, вот эта сила задержки в экране, это что это за сила такая?
The detaining force of the screen, what is that force?
The detaining force in the masach is that after the lower one decided in the world of Ein Sof that it won't receive in order to receive and rejects all of the pleasure that comes to him and stands about it. So then there's a development. And he decides that he can receive in order to bestow. If he can receive in order to bestow, then to that extent he will receive the pleasure. Because that's called that he receives. It's not called that he receives, but that he's bestowing beyond the restriction, beyond the detaining. And now that is the work beyond the restriction, to receive in order to bestow, that's called the work with the screens. That to the extent that it is able to receive, but not for itself, then it can receive. And that's not called a reception. It's called a receiving in order to bestow, meaning it's bestow, and it's special kind of bestow that stems from him not wanting to work with his will to receive the way the will to receive wants, but the way he is now organizing his will to receive to work with it in an opposite way in order to bestow.
Ну, тут корень вот этого настройки, это ощущение Творца.
The root of it here is the feeling of the Creator.
The result of him not willing to receive for himself in order to receive in a natural way the way he is, and only wanting to receive in order to bestow, to give pleasure to the Creator, that's called a reflected light. To that extent that he decides, so he asks the Creator to have such a force, so the Creator gives it to him, the force of the Masach. That's God. Then he receives a part of what comes to him, as much as he weighs that he's able to receive it in order to bestow, and then that is called spiritual reception. Okay, Vlad.
I always try to describe at least the example with the coffee. You feel, you drink it and you feel that you're giving simultaneously. What can hold me from just enjoying this coffee and bestowing to the Creator?
You perform the restriction. Let's speak simply. Obviously it's not spiritual, not real, but it's kind of. You're saying this. He gives us the example. You come to the host. The host wants to give you from the bottom of his heart. But you're embarrassed. Let's say. So what do? You restrict your will to receive directly, and you calculate with the host, how much can you receive from the host in order to give him joy? You give him pleasures, not for yourself, but to the host. Here, there has to be internal work, that you'll feel those inner discernments as much as you really decide, really not to enjoy from yourself, but really to give pleasure to the host, that you feel the host, you feel the source of the pleasures. You are about to fill the heart of the host. And to that extent, to know more, then you can go and you receive from what the host is giving you. And you're sure by that you're performing a restriction, a screen, reflected light, the attitude towards the host, that even though you're receiving, this reception is actually giving. And then it turns out that you become the giver to the bestower, as if you have something to give to the host, even though you're using everything you have from the host, the will to receive he gave you, the restriction that he gave you the forces to do, the ability to calculate as much as you can receive above the restriction in order to bestow to the host. There's a lot of calculations. That's the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. With that example of the guest and the host, the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is in there. There's no more than that. Just to know all the details that are taking place and to know how to implement it, and you're set.
Vlad.
Okay, Vlad.
And he writes here about two forces in the screen. The force, it's the force of the desire itself, and the force that allows detaining the pleasure. What's...
You disconnect. There's the will to receive that is drawing the pleasures in. There's a restriction that he stops himself from receiving. Then he remains in a state where he closes himself off from the pleasures that came from the host. And beyond that, he can develop the will to bestow, to use this pleasure, but in order to receive it for the sake of the host. That's the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. No more.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
А вот осознанное стремление думать о товарищах автоматически включает
the conscious yearning to think about the friends that automatically turns on the screen?
Yes, it's written from the love of the creators to the love of the created beings. That by that we advance correctly to the realization of the will to receive. Okay? Be'er Sheva.
I
wanted to ask, when we are in the receive light first time under restriction, so that is in rejection, we then when we reject, the reshimot remain, and then it's already according to the desire.
Then.
Yes. Moscow 5.
Доброе утро. Здесь не написано, но мы уже можем говорить, что это кашиют.
Кашиют амасах. Can we say that what is the hardness of the screen?
The hardness only belongs to the screen. That according to the coarseness of the screen, if we want to start bestowing, we have to develop in us the force of the hardness, meaning just as we say is a difficult person, he's a hard person, we stand against the pleasure and don't want to receive it because we want to resemble the Creator and not be receivers. but to work and bestow. So this force that we're developing in us, that's called the force of the hardness, the force of rejecting the pleasures.
Это вот сейчас кашрут мы описываем или нет?
Гамзе ве гамзе.
Are we talking about the hardness now?
Also. So, let's keep going.
73. The surrounding light refines the screen.
Ein Gimel.
The 73. The second forward is that the surrounding light, which is not clothed in the emanated being, its nature is to refine the coarseness in phase four. It does that slowly by order of the four phases until it refines its entire coarseness. First, it refines it from phase four to phase three, then to phase two, phase one, until it makes it completely refined without any coarseness.
Yeah, that the light comes and the screen divides this light into two internal and external. Let's say that part is received and part is not received, because he can't receive it in order to bestow. So the part he can't receive in order to bestow remains on the outside, and with its pressure on the screen, as the host says to the guest, receive and receive and receive. So then what happens is that this pressure causes the guest, he says, no, I can't. I have something I need to do, I have to go and leave. Meaning he can't be under this pressure of the host. That's the way the upper light presses on the screen that detains it from clothing in the patsuf. And then the screen refines. It comes out of all of this connection with the upper light. And by that, their meeting ends. The patsuf refines. In order to not be a receiver, he prefers to leave.
Kiev 1.
What I don't understand is why the surrounding light wants to refine the screen and not that the screen asks for a greater force to receive more. Why is it like that?
You need to take this example that Baal HaSulam gives. There is nothing else to do. The part of the light was accepted in the desire, just like the guest and the host received part of the treats, and part he can't receive because it'll be too much for him, for his force of overcoming. That part remains. Not that he doesn't want it, he really wants it. He wants the rest of the treats on the table before him, but he's not able to think that it will be in order to bestow to the host. He's sure that he'll receive it in order to receive, in order to enjoy. And that's why he rejects it and leaves the connection with the host and the treats. That's what he needs to do in his current state, in order to not fail, in order to not start receiving, in order to receive.
Ken?
Yeah? Okay?
Так, и он, я вот все-таки не могу понять, ведь он же, как вот в первый раз он получил экран.
Still, I can't understand. Like, for the first time he received the screen for a great pleasure. Why? For the surrounding light, he asks to depart from this meal.
The surrounding light that is outside of the vessel is a great light, very great light. That's why he doesn't have anything to do but only to leave the table. He can't sit down next to that table, let's say, and smell and see all these treats that are before him, food, because it's too much. It doesn't let him, doesn't give him rest. It's so tempting that he's afraid he's going to start receiving it in order to receive, and he doesn't want to do it in any way.
Ну, а в первый раз он получил как бы на максимум, то есть экран у него был на максимум, который у него.
In the first time he received at maximum, the screen was at maximum at first.
Yes, if you're going in order to bestow, you have to measure yourself and receive as much as you can in order to bestow. Otherwise, it's not called bestowal. Because if you receive even one more gram with the intention to bestow to the host, you must also receive it. The bestowal must be whole in all its force, as much as you have a screen for it.
So it
turns out the Creator always has more to give than what we can receive. That's why there is surrounding light.
Of course. Don't be embarrassed to think, to ask. It's very essential things. This is the whole wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive what comes from the Creator with the intention to bestow.
So like Vlad asks, if the screen was at maximum at first,
as much as he can develop a screen to calculate for the host, as much as the host is great in his eyes, that's what he does.
So what now awakens in him that he thinks that he can now maybe receive more?
The surrounding light is pressing on him, because by receiving a part yes and a part no, he divided the direct light that came to him into two. The inner light that he received in order to bestow, and the surrounding light that he can't receive in order to bestow, and then it remains outside of him. When it remains outside of him, there's a process that, let's say, I received from all the portions before me, from each and every portion, I took a small part, and let's say 10% from each treat, and 90% of the treats remained on the outside. And I feel it, I smell it, it's in me, because I got 10% of every treat and I'm weak already. I'm trembling and I can't withstand what was before I was restricted. I didn't receive anything. To say no when I don't taste it, or to say no after I tasted it, it's two very different states. That's why here it's already great work after you receive a part of the surrounding light and made it internal. Now he has two kinds of pressure from the inside and from the outside, and they both press on the screen. They want to annul the screen. And then it turns out that he's weak. That's why he decides, now I'm going to leave it all, I'm running away.
This is the nature of the will to receive, that after it receives, it wants to receive more.
He already has records of his previous reception. He already has inner pleasure from it, the tastes, the flavors. That's why he knows what's waiting on the outside, as much as there's another 90% compared to what he received. 90, it's much more, because it's called a thin line standing in that whole vacant space. So all he received was a thin line, and 99.99% is waiting on the outside. So he's very weak before that light that is standing there now. And he's left with nothing to do but with all his forces to resist and run. But by still deciding to run, he receives an extension from it, that it keeps going. There's a good continuation to it. Moscow 3.
Спасибо, учитель. Вы сейчас говорили, что вот когда свет давит снаружи на экран и внутренний свет давит на экран.
You said that when the light pushes the screen from the outside and then there's a light that pushes from within and the decision is to escape. Where does it escape? What's that place?
He closes himself from receiving more. That's it. That masach is refined. We'll learn about it in a second. Well, you're right. That is something we have to learn. It actually starts it in the next line.
Moscow 5.
Moscow 5.
Препятствует входу света жесткость в экране или обьют?
Жесткость.
The hardness of the screen or the... Why does he say that he wants to cancel the coarseness and
the surrounding light wants to annul the coarseness when it feels itself opposite of the pleasure? We'll learn that too soon. Turkey 1.
Thank you, my friend is asking, through which action can we see or build the masach in the tent?
Through actions that between us we're connecting, we need to connect more and more until we'll start feeling that we're standing before the Creator. These are actions, they're concrete, they're actual actions, that if we connect more and more and more and come closer more and more and more and want to strengthen between us more, even though there's all kinds of egoistic calculations between us, we want to still be above them, connected. We don't take into account everything that comes. He has that kind of character or those kinds of habits and this and that. We are above it. Love will cover our crimes. We connect between us still and want to build an umbrella, a mutual umbrella between us. That's what's important. The moment we in somewhat start yearning for this umbrella, we start feeling that we have a connection between us and also that the Creator is before us. It's very close. It all depends on as much as we'll build this relationship between us that will be directed towards the Creator. Spain 1.
Est la fuerza del masaj y la medida donde son capaces.
The force of the masaj, the screen,
resistente es una.
Is how much it can reject the light. 100%. That rejection is that an act of giving, bestowing.
No. The fact that the will to receive is standing before the pleasure and can restrict himself and not receive, just like in that example of the guest and the host, that you decide not to receive. Why? Because you're embarrassed. Even though you're very hungry, and exactly to those treats the Creator wants to, the host wants to give you, you still can't receive. And here there's a lot of calculations we do. Let's say I want to protect my will to receive, myself, my ego, myself, that I don't want to be less than the host, because he's the giver and I'm the receiver, or all kinds of other calculations I do, but all in all, I'm working with myself, with the shame. So, that's why These examples are all in the world to receive shame, rejection, things that we can understand. But in spirituality, it's not like that. Because if I won't receive from the Creator because I'm embarrassed or ashamed, so the shame is more important for me than the Creator, than giving Him contentment. That's what's important for me. So what? That's what I'll do. I mean, so I'm even more proud than I was before. Meaning, there's a lot of thoughts and calculations. I don't want to give you solutions, but that you yourself will search for Him and find them.
What is the pressure of the surrounding light in the work in the ten? What is the pressure of the surrounding light in the work in the ten?
We still don't have these things. I can't say it. You can say that we want to connect and there's a social pressure, but no, let's let it go.
Kabu 7.
Thank you,
Rav. Rav, what
Sheva
is the significance of the reflecting light, and what does it reveal to me?
The reflected light reveals as much as the guest wants to give back to the host, what he feels that the host is treating him. That's called a reflected light. He can't bestow more to the host, but at least what he can receive, that is what he can give back. Well, we're just starting to scrutinize these things. Wait. Now, we'll keep going.
There's a question from the hall here, Rav.
Please.
Hello, Rav. The yearning to receive from the host can be increased from the pressure of the surrounding light, or that what you've prepared for the meeting with the host is what you eat.
Repeat.
I'm asking whether the yearning to receive from the host can be increased from the pressure of the surrounding light, or that what you prepared for the meeting with the host is what you eat.
We don't learn that yet, that I prepare in advance my yearning to bestow to the host.
I'm asking about the longing, the yearning. In this lesson and in general in test lessons, it feels like everything depends on the power of our longing. So how do we increase that power?
By thinking about it. By speaking about it. And in this way we increase our will to receive towards the friends, towards the host, importance. Importance of the friends, importance of the host, that's the main thing. That's what we need to nourish, to grow. And that's from speaking, from man will help his friend. That is what I have to learn from the environment.
Thank you.
Safon 2.
North 2.
Safon 2.
And North 2. None?
Tof. אז אנחנו Baltia 4.
Baltia 4.
Рав, сколько надо осознать низость получения, чтобы появился стыд к этому?
To what extent we need to recognize the lowliness so that shame will come?
As much as possible.
as much as possible, that we need to scrutinize in deeds. Let us advance.
Michael,
73.
We write 73, read it again.
So, 74.
The reason for it is that surrounding light is the upper light that cannot clothe the emanated being because of the screen that detains it from expanding further than its own level. It remains outside the potzuf and surrounds it. In other words, it shines on it from afar. Because the surrounding light wants to shine in the internality of the potzuf, as it did in Ensof, when it shone in phase 4 as well, it strikes the screen and refines it. In other words, it revokes the coarseness and hardness in it, so it can clothe.
Again.
74 again. The reason for it is that surrounding light is the upper light that cannot clothe in the emanated being because of the screen that detains it from expanding further than its own level. It remains outside the potzuf,
meaning the treats that remain on the table and are standing before the host, pressing on the host. The host feels it, that he wants to receive it. And then
it remains outside the potzuf and surrounds it. In other words, it shines on it from afar. Because the surrounding light wants to shine in the internality of the potzuf, as it did in Ensof, when it shone in phase 4 as well,
just before the, like before the restriction,
it strikes the screen and refines it. In other words, it revokes the coarseness and hardness in it so it can clothe. Well, it's like I have decided that I'm not going to eat some food. And then what's on the table, I can take this and this and that. But where there's, let's say, something sweet, I can't take it. I'm not receiving, and this pressures me. I really want it, I really like it, but I can't. So this pleasure wants to clothe my will to receive, and I, by the screen, make an action of resistance.
75. First the screen intensifies, and then the light intensifies. 75. In the beginning, the screen intensifies and pushes it back. Afterwards, the light intensifies and refines the screen. However, it revokes only the level of coarseness over which there was coupling by striking. If the coupling by striking is on phase 4, it revokes the coarseness of phase 4 that detained it from clothing in the potzuf, leaving the coarseness of phase 3, which it had no dealings. If the coupling by striking was on the coarseness of phase 3, it revokes only the coarseness of phase 3, leaving the coarseness of phase 2, etc.
Meaning the refinement happens from the small number of the screen to the big one. And that's how it refines it gradually. Alright, yes, there's no questions. And we don't let go. We are always in these actions. That's until the final correction. to the end of our path.
Rachamim has a question, and there's Latin one.
Yes, Latin one.
Latin one, please.
Thank you for letting us ask, Rav. My question is, so according to these movements or these actions that the light, the surrounding light is performing in the screen, it means that the screen is refining. It means it gets weaker. So it elevates itself.
The surrounding light wants to annul the screen because it wants to clothe in the desire.
And the masach stands and prevents the surrounding light, let's say 90% that it has left to receive, stands on the outside and it doesn't receive. That's it.
Moscow 5.
Moscow 5.
А как так у света получается, что его цель облачиться в стадию дали?
Приводит к тому, что what's his purpose is to clothe in phase 4 to such an extent that he remains on the outside.
According to the aviyut, the coarseness in entirety, the light appears. The light wants to fulfill the whole coarseness, the whole desire. The host doesn't put just any things in front of the guest. It's exactly what the guest wants in quantity and quality, according to the desire of the guest. When the guest makes a calculation of how much it can receive in order to bestow to the host and not to himself, then this calculation becomes like a thin line. And accordingly, he receives. The host continues to pressure because it only relates to the desire of the guest. The guest relates to his screen that he can't continue to receive and remain in bestowal towards the host, and that's how it stays. This is the state we are in now.
Moscow 7.
That's the state we're discussing, yeah. Moscow 7.
Если вот вдруг мне посчастливилось ощутить недостаток в силе кашиюти,
if suddenly I'm lucky enough to feel a lack of the force of resistance, so this feeling should bring me to prayer. What's the right thing to ask for? The force to resist or still to turn it into lack of connection with the friends and yearning?
It's the same thing. At the end of the day, you will come to a state where, together with the friends, you're going to pray, connect and pray for the common screen. Latin 1.
Gracias, Rav. Disculpe. ¿Quiere decir que entre más...
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that there's more surrounding light, reforming light around the screen, and less of bestowal and relating to the Creator?
Repeat. Say it again.
Entre más refinamiento hace la luz circundante a la pantalla, menor.
When he refines the screen, so he bestows less. So can you say that the host is before the guest?
Yes.
Moscow 3.
Yes. Moscow 3.
Спасибо, Раф. Скажите, вот когда свет давит на экран, у меня нет...
When the light presses on the screen, I don't have a choice. I will definitely want to receive. It's something that I can't prevent.
If you wouldn't want to receive the light, you wouldn't have felt any pressure. Just like now, for now we don't feel any pressure from the upper light, from the Creator, from the upper system, because we have no screens. We have no resistance. The moment we have resistance, we begin to feel the relationship of the upper system, spiritual system upon us. For that we have to connect, to attend to the group, and start working with the upper light to bestow to the Creator, to actually bestow together to the Creator. Then we'll begin to feel how much He pressures us and how much we can pressure Him in return. But first of all, it's connection between us. And in the meantime, there's no connection, so there's no way to start working opposite the Creator.
Our connection.
Вот это вот, когда мы в ответ давим.
Adhesion between us.
Это что? Это когда нам не нужен этот свет.
When we press as a response to what we don't need the light, take it back, give it to the nations, to the friends, whatever.
We want to receive this upper light, but in order to bestow contentment to the Creator.
Но я имею в виду, как вот мне его направить, этот свет? Вот,
I mean, how can I aim that light to go towards the friends? And from the friends to the nations of the world. That's called to press back. That's what I want.
I can't do such actions. I can only not receive the upper light if I feel that I'm going to receive it for my own pleasure, or I can receive it in order to pass it on to the friends, or together with the friends, I can reject the upper light back to the Creator. Everything depends on how connected we are, and how much we want to make the action of spiritual rejection, which is to not receive for ourselves. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, what qualities do we carry from phase 3 to phase 4? And which one is the most important?
We haven't learned that, and I don't want to answer that. We didn't learn it. Where is he reading it from them right now? They're not with us.
Michael.
Go to 76?
Yes.
76, headline. Phase 4 does not become absent, although it has been refined into phase 3. 76. You already know that with any new form that forms in spirituality, the previous form does not become absent as a consequence. That is because there is no absence in spirituality, but only an additional form. From this you may conclude that this phase 4 that has now become refined into its phase 3 is considered to have emerged from that emanated being and to be regarded as a new emanated being that was added to the first. Its phase 4 is not the phase 4 within the phase 4, but phase 3 within phase 4. However, that refinement did not cause any change at all in the first emanated being.
Again,
76. Phase 4 does not become absent, although it has been refined into phase 3. 76. You already know that with any new form that forms in spirituality, the previous form does not become absent as a consequence. That is because there is no absence in spirituality, but only an additional form. From this you may conclude that this phase 4 that has now become refined into its phase 3 is considered to have emerged from that emanated being and to be regarded as a new emanated being that was added to the first. Its phase four is not the phase four within phase four, but phase three within phase four. However, that refinement did not cause any change at all in the first emanated being.
Киев.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит, Киев, что не исчезает стадия далит и что только добавляется форма?
What does it mean that phase 4 does not become absent but just adds a form?
There's a rule. There's no absence in the spiritual, meaning nothing disappears. Every form that is formed, born, is from what existed before, and then it adds on top of all of the previous forms. Therefore, there is no absence. Phase 4 always changes. So it's not absent. Instead of it come all kinds of other forms, and these forms clothe the previous phase each time, and thus they are gathered and gathered and accumulated until it comes to the final correction. And in the final correction, all those things are, that's what's called Rav Pa'alim Mikabtziel. Rav Pa'alim means there are many actions in Prina Dalet, phase 4, and then Mekabtziel, which refers to gathering them as one, collecting them into a single aspect.
Вот у каббалистов, вот когда каббалист получил, скажем, что-то, ну, с экраном, да, какую-то порцию света.
Practically, when a kabbalist will receive some part of light from the screen and then advances on the same track. So it always works in such a way. How does it practically happen?
We are now learning the actions that are done by the upper, or the influence of the upper lights, restriction, screen from below upwards, and there's from above up or downwards, from Ensof to this world, which is this unfolding, and the actions we do ourselves are actually the opposite, from this world up to the world of Ensof, and therefore there's some changes there. We will talk about that. Florida.
Oh. A moment ago, you had mentioned that one of the few things we can do is pass the light on to the prince. How exactly do you do that?
Connect with the group, and with them together, begin to turn to the Creator and make do spiritual actions in mutual bestowal between you, and that this action, mutual bestowal, will be aimed at the Creator.
Okay. Does this happen? I understand the more I engage in the friends and all include and enliven, apparently that's how I pass that on. But from what we're reading now, all these different phases that the light's going, that we're going through with the light, are these things happening on a conscious level?
Of course it's conscious. If it has to do with the human being, then it's with a feeling and awareness that he understands and feels everything. Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Насколько реально ощущение того, что человек может поддерживать стыд?
To what extent is the feeling that
it all depends on the person and the group that holds him? Moscow 1.
Немножко с практической. Вот, допустим, когда тебя товарищ или в группе очень сильно хвалит и хочется провалиться сквозь землю.
Well, let's say that you're really praised in the group, the friends, and you just want to disappear. That's the lack of the screen. What happens if you do have a screen?
When a person has a screen, he weighs everything only for the benefit of the group and the creator, not himself.
Алла, Михаил, Ген.
Еще.
Но.
А, вот еще. А вот говорится, нет исчезновения в духовном. А почему мы не чувствуем вот этого? Нет
исчезновения. We say that
You're still not in spirituality. What are you demanding here? That spiritual laws will take place in you? What do you have to do with spirituality? Where do you have the restriction screen, reflected light, connection with the friends? You demand to already have spiritual discernments first, carry out the restriction. After the restriction, we can talk about all the other things.
Это вопрос товарища был, просто я вспомнил, спросил поэтому.
It
was a question from a friend.
It doesn't matter. You should hear it too. Yes, Michael.
Can you explain what happens from phase 4 to phase 3? If we said 10%, what does it mean that now it refined to phase 3?
So basically it's now less.
Less on everything or from?
It's both. I can't just take this example and interpret it based on that. But in spirituality, a change, even the smallest one, is a change in the entire system. It's a new, whole new tensefilot.
77. Immediately as it refined into phase 3, the upper light coupled with her because it never stops shining.
Einsein.
Yes.
77. It has been explained earlier that the upper light does not stop shining in the lower ones, even for a minute. The expansion to the emanated being depends solely on the preparation of the vessel, meaning according to the measure of the will to receive in the emanated being. Any time the emanated being awakens and yearns for the upper light, it immediately receives it to the extent of its desire. Therefore, after phase 4 has been refined into phase 3, became a new emanated being in and of herself, and extended the upper light to herself, new ten sefirot of upper light had emerged in her from above downward, as well as new ten sefirot of reflected light from below upward, just as the first emanated being expanded. However, there is a significant difference between their statures, because the new emanated being lacks the level of Keter and has only the level of Chokhmah.
Well, here we don't really have other new things here. I don't see questions.
Yeah.
There was someone there next to the microphone, I think. Achamim. Yes. What does he want to ask?
Okay, can I ask? Do you agree?
Go ahead, ask.
It's known that yearning towards the Creator has the greatest pleasure in the world, greater than the contact of a man and a woman. The question is, how will we be rewarded in realizing and feeling it?
By what we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah, that we need to make connection between us, build a spiritual vessel, through this spiritual vessel aim it to bestow to the Creator, come into contact with the Creator. This is called coupling by striking with the upper light, and then by that we will begin to feel how all these pleasures are so much greater than all the corporeal pleasures of this world, and receiving them is possible only if, to begin with, you have an intention to bestow.
Amen. Thank you.
German 4.
German 4.
What is this new emanated being?
כל בחינה ובחינה שהיא מתבררת מהרצון לקבל הקודם.
Each and every phase that becomes clearer from the previous will to receive, it's as if born anew in the spiritual world, and it exists and acts in and of itself now, and this is called the new emanated being. So everything that we see and learn is the birth of new created beings that gradually come out of each other, one out of each other. All right?
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Rav, kol pam she mitorer u'mishtokek ketuv
b'Rav, every time he awakens and yearns, as it's written here. Yesterday you said that the yearning is above the desire. How can we do it so it is not in us? How can we awaken this yearning?
From connecting to the friends and learning from them, looking at them, and then that brings you a longing that is above your desire.
Internet.
Shalom Rav,
Unity 2. Hello Rav, from Unity 2, what am I lacking in order to actually practically feel the work of the light in order to build an attitude towards the Creator?
What am I missing? I'm only missing a kli. And the upper light is in complete rest. It fills up the whole of reality. The only problem that is that I don't have a kli, a vessel, to feel it. So there's nothing to be pressured because I don't have a kli. That kli, I have to put it together from all the desires of the friends, all the longing for the Creator. And with it, in that kli, I need to put together a screen. So to the extent that we connect to each other in the correct way, we will turn to the Creator that will give us the right connection with a screen so that we can bestow to Him. Because from bestowing upon the friends, the created beings, we will each have some desire to bestow to the Creator. And then it turns out that we thereby achieve a state where we have both desire and a restriction over the desire to receive in order to receive, and a screen to receive what we'll receive from the Creator in order to bestow, and in such a way we will come to contact with the Creator. And the whole wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us how we build contact with the Creator, how we connect between us more and with the Creator more, but in order to bestow in a mutual, reciprocal way, me for my beloved and my beloved is for me, as it says.
From South 1, they're adding, when will we feel spiritual pleasures in order to restrict the screens?
When you'll have a common desire, and that desire will want to bestow through the friends, through everyone, to the Creator. By that, you'll begin to feel spiritual pleasures.
Tel Aviv 4, he mentioned in 75 that first the screen increases and rejects the light. Then the light increases and refines the screen. Is there a change in the light? What does it mean that the light increases?
That's how it's felt in the vessel, that if there is a screen for the vessel, then it responds differently to the light. begins to feel the light as a giver, that it has a goal and what, how it wants to change the desire, then it starts getting into contact with him.
Last question from PT33. Why does the pressure from the host on the guest to keep receiving isn't an obstacle or a trap?
The host works according to the will to receive in the receiver. It doesn't pressure the receiver more than the desire in the receiver. Therefore, on the part of the host, it doesn't mean that he kills him or destroys him or makes a transgression. He just wants to fulfill the vessel of the guest with all the good there is. And by that, he also allows the guest to resist, to build himself in similarity with the host, also in order to bestow.
That's it. Thank you.
Good. Michael, what?
Can I ask about what you said, that in the connection with the friends you need a screen?
Well, of course, you need a screen. I don't want to connect with the friends to be better off. I want all of us to be better off.
So the screen is on my connection with them?
The screen is always over my personal will to receive.
So how can it be that I need to receive it? How can it be in order to receive if it's outside of me? If I'll be able to connect to them and bestow to them?
I didn't understand.
We learn that the friends are outside of me, and this is what lets me connect to them, not in the will to receive. Otherwise, I'd see it as myself.
No.
So how can it be that connection with the friends will be in order to receive, to ask for a screen above it?
It can't, but it doesn't exist, so it doesn't happen. If it's in order to receive, it doesn't exist in spirituality.
So connection with the friends is the screen? That's the same thing?
That depends on how it's done. Connection with the friends is also a corporeal connection without any screen or anything. It can be spiritual connection with all the spiritual discernments. Come in.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, все-таки в этой картине главная роль у кого? У хозяина?
In this depiction, who has the main role? The host or the guest?
Everything depends on the guest, not the host. Italy won.
Rav, possiamo utilizzare l'abbondanza?
Good morning, Rav. Can we use the abundance of the surrounding light to do good for the friends as well as for the world? How can we do that?
We will learn how to do it.
Michael,
where are you?
78 headline. The reason why phase 3 lacks the keter. 78. The reason for the absence of the degree of keter in the second emanated being is that it does not have the coarseness of phase 4, which with respect to the reflected light is the keter of phase 4. For this reason, the screen did not push back the upper light, but only from Chokhmah downward, meaning that measure that was intended to enter phase 3 of phase 4. However, there would not be expansion in Keter of phase 4 even if the screen had not detained it. Since the vessel that extended the upper light did not extend more than Chochmah downward to begin with, for this reason, the screen did not push the light of Keter back, but only from the light of Chochmah downward. And thus the light of Keter lacks this reflected light. Because the reflected light lacks the light of Keter, the light of Keter of the upper light is absent there as well, since no light can clothe in the emanated being without reflected light to clothe it, being its vessel of reception. This is why it has only the level of Chochmah.
Meaning, everything depends on reflected light, the extent to which Malchut can develop the reflected light, and accordingly, the reflected light that rises from Malchut, it clothes the Sfirot of direct light, and to that extent, we have a reception of the light in the Potsuf, in the created being, and no more than that. So if the Masach is refined, and each time it becomes lesser than before, then the reflected light becomes less than before, and also the inner light that enters the created being becomes lesser. And that is what gives us the descent or the decline of the Potsufim. All right? Okay. What should we do?
There's also a woman's question.
I know. I see we still have a lot here. So let's move to the women. You're right. Please.
Nashim.
Women.
From Latin 11, what's the mutual rejection of the upper light in the 10?
To the extent that we want to connect, we develop our common will to receive. In that common will to receive, we work like the Potsuf works with its Malchut. And then, by that, we can reject the lights from above, say pleasures coming to us from the Creator, and develop reflected light. In that reflected light, we begin to feel the Creator. Next.
Moscow 18. How can the screen let us feel the attitude of the system towards us, and how does that attitude of the system appear in the connections between us?
We aren't talking about the relationship between us. The relationship between us build the restriction, screen, and reflected light, and to that extent, we get in contact with the Creator. We get in contact with Him. And therefore, accordingly, we determine our degree. Next.
Woman Hebrew. You said that eventually we'll ask for the mutual screen. What is the mutual screen in the 10? How is it expressed between us?
Common screen means that to the extent we relate correctly to each other and all the friends connect together, by that, we develop our common desire, and towards the Creator, we can use it in order to bestow to the Creator. And when we reject all of our individual pleasures, and instead of that, we want to connect with the Creator to bring Him contentment, that means we work from our common screen.
Mach 29, how do you perform a restriction so it won't seem like pride and resisting the host? meaning how to restrict correctly that the host won't be insulted.
This I have to do opposite the friends and towards the friends and then towards the host. It's impossible that I relate to the Creator without relating first to the friends. I have to care about the friends, and to that extent I can care for the Creator. I have to try to fulfill them as much as possible. To that extent, I will manage to turn to the Creator correctly to fulfill them. Next.
French one. What are the pleasures that we have to refuse to receive in the
den?
These are pleasures that don't push the ten closer to the Creator. It's good for us to refuse receiving them.
PT 17. How can we begin to implement the matter of the restriction and the screen?
By connection between us. If we have connection, from the connection we'll have restriction that we don't want for ourselves, but only for the Creator. And to the extent that we work that way, we will have a screen.
More from PT 17. How do we define the coarseness in the screen, and what is it connected to the coarseness of the created being, or is it the same thing?
The coarseness in the screen and the coarseness of the created being are the same thing. The spiritual created being is not the person, it's the ten, the group that works in order to reach the Creator.
Mac 29. Can we say that the first time the light will come to us, then the right thing at that moment will be to pass it to the friends? Will that actually be restriction?
If we, prior to that, don't build ourselves in a way that we want to pass all these things between us, in the group, the light won't come. It will only appear under the condition that we have a desire to connect, in order to pass, to connect, and to help each other.
USA 3.
USA 3, how does the restriction and intention to bestow to the Creator, how are they expressed in our actions in the group?
In us connecting and aiming ourselves at the Creator until we start feeling Him in the connection between us.
Natanya,
what to do if after the calculation we understand and feel that there's no strength to restrict and the pleasure is bigger than you? What's the next action?
Pray. Pray for the Creator to give you strength. Of course, we don't have the strength to restrict ourselves. However, for us, when we try to turn to Him, we'll get strength from Him.
From the Sochi group. To get the benefit from the bestower, I need to feel Him. But the Creator, we don't feel. So how can I aim all my thoughts and desires for His benefit?
Through the friends. There's nothing to do. We learn everything from actions between us, among the friends. As much as I can bestow on them, through them I can bestow on the Creator.
17. Rav, what is so special in the yearning relative to desire, and how do you work with it correctly?
Yearning is still not a true desire, it's only yearning, which comes, when it comes to be realized in society, the yearning becomes a desire. Next.
from the Mach group. A common vessel of the ten we create through our connection, and the restriction I perform on my personal desires. So how do we perform a common restriction before the Creator? How to connect our personal work to a common kli?
We cannot bestow to the Creator if we're not connected. That's why first we need to attain the connection and then to aim the connection to the Creator, and then in this work we'll do the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, all these things. But first connect, turn to the Creator, and here we'll feel how much the Creator helps us and how much we ourselves perform actions and effort, etc. Next.
56. How to convince the Creator that I want to do good to the friends in the ten?
To convince the Creator? That's if I make the good calculations with my ten, I can be certain it comes to the Creator. How do I know that? When I get the response. All in all, we are building the upper world out of us building the relations between us. That's the upper world, basically. We see on the background of the white light, we see our relations. That's called the spiritual world. Beyond that, we cannot see. Because it's only our actions of bestowal. When we don't have actions of bestowal, that's what we see. We don't see that, and that's what's happening now.
They're also asking how to make the friends in the ten more important to me than myself, than my desires, and how will that enter the emotions, the feelings?
Try it. There's nothing to do. I have nothing to say here. We have to work on that. Talk more between yourselves and specifically about connections, and actions. You talked about something, immediately do it until the next meeting. Next meeting, you discuss again what did we do, what didn't we do, and how to continue. And gradually, this is how you'll come to the right action, and there you'll feel the Creator.
Last question from Kabu 5. What is the rejection of the upper light in our work?
The upper light fills everything in our work. Is how we, through our actions, can resemble the actions of the light. And then we discover that He's clothing in us in these actions. That's it. We're moving on to article.
Before we move to the next part of the lesson, we will sing a song together.
Caer y tu primavera es mi florecer, tu guerra es mi guerra también, y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha, u alayla sheli, yareach mane, gam lecha veli, haemet shebecha, zo haemet shebi, ala
הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, ze ani veata batov uvara, rak beyachad, rak beyachad nagia. Tu sol es en mi una gran luz y tu lluvia es como un manantial. Tu casa es un ancla de amor, ese que hay en ti y que está en mí. הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי. Tu miedo es un temblor en mí y tu mundo es todo para mí. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos. Todos juntos en un barco.